Hey, it's the Bald Man, and I'm here to tell you why the new Limp Bizkit album is so important. That's because CDs like this one spare you from all the chart-topping, teeny-bopping, disposable, happy horseshit that brings up the bile from the back of my neck. I have no time or tolerance for all shitty, whack acts like that. I wouldn't piss on their CDs to put out a fire. Now, I'm tired of all those lame-ass, tame-ass, prefabricated, sorry excuses for singers and musicians who don't even write their own songs. What the world needs now is a musical revolution. We need some rock. We need something that has balls. We need something with substance, depth, something with soul, some edge, some passion, some power. Shit, if it's gonna be mellow, fuck, man, it better have something. It better mean something. I'm telling you gotta hit them with something hard. You gotta stick them with something limp, like Limp Bizkit. I'm so fucking tired of the shit that I'm hearing on the radio. Radio sucks. The same fucking songs over and over again. All the weak ones, all that disposable crap that isn't gonna matter in 3 months. It's just shit. It's crap, Fred. Fred, I'm telling you, there's nothing but shit going on and we need some new music.
What about Limp
Bizkit is fucking cool. You guys are cool. The new record's great. But fuck all that other shit. I'm so sick of all that weak shit that's taking up space on the charts. Fuck that shit, bro. I'm out of here.
Fuck, dude. Fucking Pinfield is pissed. Oh, man. I gotta go find that bald bastard.
Hit me! Firecracker.
So there you go. 15 of your hard-earned dollars right out the window. Most expensive piece of plastic I've ever come across. $15. $15 on a shiny piece of plastic. There it is, Limp Bizkit, in all its glory. Fred Durst, the man, the myth, the compulsive mastermind. You love him, you hate him, you love to hate him. Hello? Once when I was afraid to speak, when I was just a lad, my poppy gave my nose a tweak and told me I was bad. Then I learned a brilliant word to save my aching nose, the biggest word you've ever heard, and this is how it goes. Supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Ah, those were the days. I don't know. You got any more of that? So what did you think? You were getting a Celine Dion record? No, 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 young Bucky. You laughed, you cried, you just kissed your 15 bucks goodbye. Limp Bizkit? I don't think so. Fred Durst? I don't know. But what the hell? I got paid. Goodbye now. We'll be right back.